Germany aligns itself with the statements delivered by the European Union and the NPDI and would like to highlight the following points in our national capacity. Chair, first, we would join others thanking our chair for his efforts to enable this exchange on strengthening the review process under Cluster 3. Last year's NPT working group on strengthening the review process has been highly useful, and it's with a special pleasure seeing you in the chair for today's discussion. The working group encouraged many in the belief that strengthening the review cycle and the NPT as a whole is not only a worthy but also an attainable goal shared by a great majority of states' parties. The continuation of this important work is a priority for my delegation. Let me highlight a few proposals on strengthening the review process, which could make, in our view, an important difference to make the NPT fit for the future. First, on transparency, accountability, and reporting. While recognizing the efforts and voluntary measures of the US, UK, and France to show the greatest possible transparency with regard to their capacities and doctrines, we fully support the proposals of the NPDI on strengthening the NPT reporting and accountability mechanisms, including through the adoption of a standard reporting form. Standardizing the reporting on Article 6 implementation is crucial for NPT member states to receive comparable information with regard to the status and progress in the field of nuclear disarmament. Second, on the question of a bureau. In order to allow for a greater degree of continuity and cohesion throughout the entire review cycle, a bureau should be established at the beginning of the review cycle or even by the preceding REFCON, consisting of the president of the REFCON and the chairs of the PREPCOMs. While being an ambitious goal, it is certainly worthwhile trying to work in this direction. The last REFCON, taking place 2 years later than scheduled due to COVID, has shown the great benefits of a president being in place well before the start of the REFCON, thus getting familiar with the tasks and the challenges ahead and the national positions of member states. Third, on the role of the PREPCOMs, in order to avoid repetitive discussions at each PREPCOM, a clearer division of labor should be considered, for instance, by assigning at the outset of the review cycle focal areas for each of the PREPCOMs, including but not limited to the three pillars of the NPT. A natural division of labor being the first PREPCOM in Vienna concentrating on Cluster 3, the second PREPCOM in Geneva on Cluster 1, and the third PREPCOM in New York concentrating on Cluster 2. We support the proposal of a systematic and structured peer-to-peer review of the implementation of the NPT obligations and commitments across its three pillars, in particular with regard to Article 6 obligations. Furthermore, to leave more room for work on substance and real dialogue, we suggest a better enforcement of time limits, encouraging more inputs in writing. We have tried to promote this idea with our short oral statement on Cluster 1 at this PREPCOM. Mr. Chair, we look forward to discussing and possibly implementing these and further proposals on strengthening the review process with a common goal to strengthen the NPT and bring us closer to our ultimate goal of a safer world without nuclear weapons. Thank you, Mr. Chair.